जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुनातीरावनकारी जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की, श्री श्री गौ निताय की, श्रीनिवास बालाजी की, समावेत भक्त वृंद की, ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः, श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं, वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च, श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च, नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So we are in the fifth canto, first chapter.
Let's make it a little bit.
It's coming there. What is the slogan number? Five. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ये वा उह तद्रतचरण नेमिकृत परिखाथास्ते सप्तसिन्धव आसन् यत एव कृताः सप्तभुवो द्वीपाः ये दैट वा उह सटनली तदरथ ऑफ हिज चैरियट चरण ऑफ द व्हील्स नेमी बाय द रिम्स कृत मेड परिखाताः ट्रेंचेस ते दोज सप्त सेवन सिंधवः ओशंस आसन बिकेम यतः बिकॉज ऑफ विच एव सर्टनली कृताः वर मेड सप्त सेवन भुवः ऑफ द भूमंडल द्वीपाः आइलैंड्स ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की व्हेन प्रियव्रत ड्रोव हिज चैरियट behind the sun, the rims of his chariot wheels created impressions that later became seven oceans, dividing the planetary system known as Bhumandala into seven islands. purport. Sometimes the planets in outer space are called islands. We have experience of various types of islands in the ocean. And similarly, the various planets divided into 14 lokas are islands in the ocean of space. As Priyavrata drove his chariot behind the sun, he created 7 different types of oceans and planetary systems, which altogether are known as Bhumandala or Bhuloka. In the Gayatri Mantra, we chant Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. Above the Bhuloka planetary system is Bhuvar Loka, and above that is Swarga Loka, the heavenly planetary system. All these planetary systems are controlled by Savita, the sun god. By chanting the Gayatri Mantra just after rising early in the morning, one worships the sun god. So, we are reading the chapter, The Activities of Maharaja Priyavrata. In the in this fifth canto, Priyavrata topic, 2 very important themes are addressed in the life of Priyavrata. One is his surrender to Lord's will and taking up the kingship of the world, and about to be entangled but saved from entanglement by the blessings of Narada, Brahma and Supreme Lord Vishnu. That is one aspect. And the another aspect of Priyavrata is the empowerment Lord gave him, which made him do this great miracle. That is one verse. Naivam vidha purushakara urakramasya pumsam tadangri rajasa jitashad gunanam Chitram vidura jagataha sakradada dita yannamade yamadhuna sajahati bandham. That verse talks at this point about inconceivable empowerment to do something like God. Like when Lord comes as Vamanadeva, he grows from earth to sky as Trivikrama and measures all the 3 worlds in just 2 steps only. Similarly, he did also something very extraordinary, like using the rims of his wheel in the Bhumandala, making 7 separate provisions for the people to live. So, if you read the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 4 different outlooks to the Bhumandala. You will read, Pavaneshwar Prabhu explains that. One of them is the 7 dvipas are none other than 7 continents, which are the prominent 7 continents on the surface of the earth. The earth itself is called as the Bhumandal, where there are 7 continents which are made, which are separated by oceans. That is one of the 4 understandings. Then there is also another understanding where the earth in which we live in, that is only called as Bharata Khanda. Bharata Varsha, when you see, that is the entire Bhumandal, which we don't have access to. And why we don't have access, we will see today. So, that is a very vast space of which the Bharatakanda is a very tiny part, very small part. So, then if one were to understand the entire Bhumandala, then one can understand the 7 dvipas and the different, varshas, Ilavata Varsha, Prahalad Maharaj is worshipping, Kim Purusha Varsha, Hanuman is worshipping, which we are studying in the fifth canto. In every Varsha, there is one prominent hero, prominent leader, and leader along with his followers are worshipping one particular form of the Lord. Like Lord Rama, Lord Narasimha, Lord Hari, Haridev, like that different people are worshipped. Different forms of the Supreme Lord are worshipped in different Varshas, and they are all offering their prayers. So, in this way, the work that Priyavrata did, we can only know that it is a very great work he did. What type of work about this Bhumandal, why we can't access, why you can't understand, we will talk a little bit about it today. So, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam, his activity is glorified. So, not only in Bhagavatam, but also in Mahabharata, in Ramayana, in Bhagavatam, many places, you will see that the word Achintya is explained in Mahabharata. Achintye kalavo bhava. Natam starkena yojayet ప్రకృతిభ్య పరం యచ్చ తత్ అచింత్యస్య లక్షణం ద సింప్టమ్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్ కాల్డ్ ఎస్ అచింత్య ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ హియర్ అచింత్యే అచింత్య కలవ భావ నతాం తర్కేన యోజయతి హి సేస్ దట్ బై ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ వన్ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ వాట్ ఈస్ అచింత్య విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్ అండ్ ప్రకృతిభ్య పరం యచ్చ తద్ అచింత్యస్య లక్షణం హి సేస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ ద material phenomenon therefore one will not be able to ascertain simply by mere arguments. In fact, there are three platforms. One is the gross platform with which we all see everything in the world around us, what we call as pratyaksha, and there is another platform which is a subtle platform which is not spiritual, which is also material. For example, ethereal existence, like right now around us there are AM waves and FM waves, there are positive rays, alpha rays, beta rays, gamma rays. How do you know they exist? You can't see with your eyes. If you take a photographic plate, on that, if positive rays are, if the X-rays are passed, then you see the effect of those rays on the photographic plate. And then you know that X-rays exist. Correct, no? Similarly, for each ray, there is a way to know their existence by capturing them. For example, infrared and ultraviolet. So these are existing and they have got effects on people. Correct, no? Like people have pain in the knee or something, they put infrared ray. Correct, no? And it relieves the pain. So they have studied the characteristics of infrared and ultraviolet. So in the same manner, there are many things existing on an ethereal platform which are subtle matter. Like we have gross matter, we have subtle matter also. Like for example, you can't see the gravitational pull with your eyesight. You can't hear the sound of gravitational pull. You can't touch and experience it. I am touching earth, can I know there is gravitational pull? But if you throw a stone, it comes down. So based on that, you understand there is some gurutvakarshan, there is some gravitational pull, and such a force is existing. So in this way, there are many subtle level existences. And in subtle also, there are subtle and more subtle. For example, ESP, extrasensory perception, or clairvoyance, or like the such kinds of things like psychometry. These are subtle of the subtle also. What is subtle of the subtle? If you see, go from earth, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So they are increasing subtlety, isn't it? For example, I am standing outside a room. If I have a bucket of water, which I want to use for washing the room, but somebody has, closed the door, locked the door and gone. Now I am not able to wash. I can't push the bucket inside because it is earth. Correct, no? But if I throw the water from below the door, it will go inside because it is more subtle. Correct, no? Water is more subtle. It can easily go inside. But if there is only one small hole, in that air can also go, but water cannot go. So you will see that these are subtle and subtle. As you go to subtle, the subtlest of the five gross elements is ether. Ether is the subtlest. Ether is also sound. Like why ether and sound are connected, like that I contract the ether, sound comes. Therefore, they both have connection, like acoustic physics, it comes in the ether. So, in that way, each of them have a connection. You will see that. So, beyond the ether, you will find there is mind, intelligence and ego, which is also matter only. Therefore, they are able to do consciousness studies in which means thinking, feeling, willing. They are studying in the field of psychology and psychiatry in universities across the globe, isn't it? Because it is still matter, but it is subtle matter. How are they able to give some tablets and make a patient, somebody has a, just like I have a wound in the hand, I got burning, I put Bernal, and I am able to heal it. It gives a cooling effect. Similarly, somebody's mind is very aggravated. It is throwing tantrums, he is not able to sleep, some people do domestic abuse, we say, people beat the wife or something like that. And that means the mind is going out of control, correct, no? uncontrollable mind. Then for restraining that uncontrollable mind, there are some tablets which will slow down the mental reactions. Because the mind is aggravated and it's very extremely agitated beyond compare. Then we are putting those tablets, just like you catch a monkey and tie him with a rope. And the monkey is sitting, he can't do anything. Like that the medicines, you know. So how are they able to design those medicines? Because they are studying at the subtle level effects of the mind. Now the subtlest activities of mind and intelligence and ego are things like ESP, extrasensory perception, we say. Like you are sitting in one place, something else is happening another place, one is able to study. One is able to get access to them. Like for example, like Ramanuja would write many equations which were actually the end result of, you know, many long hundreds of pages of derivation. He would write the end result. So how is a person able to write? So these powers are supplied by the super soul. So Shakuntala, for example, 200 numbers by 200 numbers, she is able to multiply and immediately put the answer. So some people are supplied special support like that. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna displays all the opulences in one place, which is the Vishwarupa Darshana. There it is explained, Prabhupada says that the super soul is the source of all the opulences in the material world, what we exhibit. Yadyad vibhuti matsatvam shrimad urjidam evava. So, when Krishna says, aham bija pradha pita, who is the pita? Pita is Shiva. Prabhupada says that in one of the lectures he says. The father for our body is Shiva. The father of the soul is Krishna. So, in the same manner, yadyad vibhuti matsatvam shrimad urjidam evava. These opulences don't directly come from Krishna. They come from super soul. And super soul is a partial expansion of Krishna, super soul. And the super soul sustains the world by providing all this spark of, you know, different opulences to different jivas. Somebody is, you know, having such mathematical genius. Somebody is able to do extrasensory perception. Like, see, dogs have the ability to sniff and find out a thief. Even a human being is not able to find a thief, but dog can sniff and find out who is a thief. Because in a thief's mind, there are certain things going on. And the dog, when he sniffs, he is able to match with that wavelength and understands that this fellow is a thief. So, they are actually studying the emotions of a person. There are even devices nowadays to find out. You ask a thief, you know, when interrogating with questions, at that time they study the reactions taking place in his mind and try to find out whether he is feeling tension, he is upset. Similarly, if some man has misbehaved with a woman, they check the libido. Libido in the body, libido level in the body, whether he really made an effort for raping or something like that. There are many things like that. These are all, so you will find gross, then subtle and extremely subtle, which is also material. And then beyond that comes spiritual. Beyond the eight elements is the soul. And that soul is completely spiritual. It has nothing to do with matter. Soul is the entity because of whose presence our nose is able to smell, our tongue is able to taste, eyes are able to see, and hands and legs are able to touch and perceive. Without whose presence, all of this would become null and void, including mind, intelligence, ego also. They are also dead. Mind, intelligence, ego are also dead matter, just like a gloves. If I put a gloves and move it, it appears alive. If I take it out, it appears, it is dead, isn't it? Not appears dead, it is dead only always. So, actually, nowadays, some students ask, you know, mind behaves like another person only inside us. But actually, mind is geared and powered by the soul only. Soul, when the soul makes decisions through the antakarana, it is called buddhi. When the soul stalks the experiences and everything, in the antakarana, the same antakarana is called man. When the soul identifies with the body or identifies with the soul, that is called ahankar. So all the three are put in one unit called antakaranam. So that antakarana is subtle. Jaya Shri Radha Vrindavan Sundara Ki Jaya. So Now, what is very important for us when we study about this Bhumandal and everything, the subtle matter is very important to study. The subtle spiritual is much beyond. Subtle spiritual, the Achintya that we talk about, that is altogether another field. Like spiritual world, you talk about the spiritual Achintya. What is it? Cow is giving milk, unlimited supply of milk, every day, all day. Anytime you go, you tell the cow, I want 50 liters, take 50 liters. I want 1000 liters, take 1000 liters. It is able to give. Where? In Goloka Vrindavan. Similarly, the trees, Kalpa Vriksha trees, they are able to provide which fruit? Any fruit. And Prabhupada gives the reason for that. What is the reason? He says, in the material world, you go to a banana tree and say banana, he'll give you a banana. You say mango, he'll give banana only. Because he is not sufficiently conscious, Prabhupada is saying. Neither is he sufficiently conscious, nor is he able to produce mango and give you. But in the spiritual world, whatever you ask, the trees are so fully conscious and they have the capability to produce any type of fruit. So therefore, that Achintya in the spiritual world, like Lakshmi Sahasra, Shata Samprama Sevyamanam, the Lakshmis and others, actually they don't have to work hard like this. Like here, if you want a flower, for example, for the deities, first of all, you have to till the ground, you have to sow the seed, you have to water it, you have to harness it, and then you have to put a fence and all that, and then slowly flower will come. But in spiritual world, you go to a plant and say, flower, immediately flower comes. Not only flower, they will give you garland ready. Ready garland will come. You can take it. Similarly, personalities like Radharani and all the gopis, they all have so many shaktis. If they want a chamar, chamar will come in the hand. Then you can do. Not that you have to prepare a chamar. Because such kinds of abilities are there in the spiritual world. What to speak of the spiritual entities in the spiritual world, even the demigods in the material world, you know, they can catch a herb and disappear in one place and reappear in another place. The siddhis are there. 8 siddhis. Anima, mahima, lagima, mahima. Prabhupada explains that in the Nectar of Devotion. Isn't it? Therefore, one should know that even before discussing about the subtlest of the subtle, which is spiritual world, one should know that, and whenever you tell all these things, people may say that it's all phantasmagoria, you are just imagining. Therefore, it is very important for us to explain the subtle matter on the material platform. Because that is something which can thoroughly convince even the atheistic scientists that if such things can exist on a material plane, then far more subtler things can exist on a spiritual plane. That will be convincing. And this is what Einstein did when he brought the relativity theory. What was the relativity theory? When he introduced relativity theory, this is the point he made. He observed, okay, let us begin with this. You take x-axis, which is space, and take y-axis, which is time. So, say a car, for example, if you know the speed of light is 3 into 10 to the power of 8 meters per second, correct, no? And it is such a speed that nobody can match the speed and nobody can go beyond that speed, they say. And there is a reason for that. I'll tell you the reason why very soon. Now, if somebody travels in space with the speed of light, you know, the time axis, it is flat. Because there is no time taken for you to go to a long distance of space and come back. Correct, no? For example, if the space is, say, 1,000,000 miles, if you go at the speed of light, you can go to 1,000,000 miles and come back with no passage of time, practically, or 1 second, or no passage of time. So Einstein presented a twin paradox, he said. What is it? If there are two brothers, both exactly looking similar, and they are twins, so one brother is living on earth, another brother goes in a flight, moving at the speed of light, and he goes to a very far away time in space, and then he comes back. So the one who has gone and come back, you know, he will be younger and his other brother would have grown older. Very older. That's a very big distance in time. And then he explained, how is this? Because this has been observed as one goes from the earth to beyond the gravitational pull of the earth and go beyond in space. As one goes very far away in space, higher and higher one goes in space, then the time slows down. Time becomes slow. So that he observed. For example, I say Pune to Bombay is, people ask us generally, Prabhuji, how far Pune to Bombay? We'll say it takes 4 hours. Generally by time, we'll say, correct, no? It takes 4 hours by what? Train. I can also say, Pune to Bombay is 2.5 hours by train. Or Pune to Bombay is 20 minutes by flight. Or if I go at the speed of flight, Pune to Bombay is zero. Zero time. Either you can come. Correct? Because that's the speed. You understand, no? So this is what he explained about the relativity. He explained. And therefore he said this is one observation that he made. That when you go in space and come, the as you go higher and higher in space, the time slows down. So this is going against the conventional idea of Newton. That is why everybody was bewildered. Many of the scientists wondered about it. So now this also proves the same point what Shastras say. For example, if one of our grandfathers has died and he has gone to say Pitruloka, for example. For him there, 6 months, in our 6 months is equal to 1 day. Time passes very slow there. Correct? Now, when we pass 6 months here, say in 6 months or 1 year you become pretty old. You lost 1 year in your life, right? No? But they lose only 1 day there. Correct? No? So there it is only 1 day. Therefore, the Shraddha is done only once in a year. Because if you do once in a year, they eat once a day, big meal. That is enough for them. Therefore we give only once in a year. Because that is the time scale difference. Like that. And in the same manner, when you go even more higher than Pitrulokas, like in Mahabharata, there is a description Narada Muni is giving about Brahma's palace. He's telling Yudhishthira, don't ask me, I cannot describe Brahma's palace because it has no pillars but it has a ceiling, he says. How can you have a ceiling without pillars? That you have to ask Brahma only how he made it. And he says, the time doesn't flow there. He says, people don't get old, people don't get diseases. And the temperature is constantly changing as per the need of the environment to keep the place, appropriately hot or cold. So many things he describes. That means there is another dimension in which that Brahma's big hall where Brahma meets all the demigods, chief of the demigods he meets, that hall exists like that. And similarly, there is a talk about Kakudu Muni taking his daughter, went to Brahma's loka. At that time, Brahma was sitting in one very elaborate function, which was, I think it was Gandharvas had come to sing, put up some singing program. Various Gandharvas were singing. And Brahma was sitting right in the front. He was the chief guest or something like that. He was the main person. So, Kakudmuni could not disturb him. So, Kakudmuni was behind. And then after that, the whole program was over. It was only 1 hour or so. Then when he went to meet Brahma, that I want a match for my daughter. So whom would you suggest? And then he took some 3-4 prospective candidates' names also on earth. Brahma said, my lord, you could have prayed to me, I would have come. But you have come here. All those prospective candidates all have become old and they have died and many more centuries have passed. He said, many centuries have passed. Now, by the time you will go down to earth, he said, you will not find any of them. Therefore, and also, who is his daughter? Revati. Then he told the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Balarama, have appeared on earth. So, Balarama is a suitable candidate for your daughter. But then she belonged to another age. When father and daughter came, she was very tall. So, Balarama took his plow, like that, he pulled her shoulder down, then he made her short, so that she'll be a good match for him. And then he married, Balaram married Revati after that. Otherwise she would be of another age. And imagine Satya Yuga people, all you'll have to see them like this. They're very tall. Kali Yuga all are short. So that also explains about the relativity of time that Einstein brought up. Now Einstein said, not only the space, because of the, as you go higher and higher in space, now this also establishes one more important point, that if you go beyond Brahmaloka also, very soon you will come to the shell of the universe. When you go beyond the shell of the universe, not only time flows very slow, very slow, when it comes to Mahavishnu, how much is the flow of time of Mahavishnu? Yasyaika nishvasita kalamata avalambya. He exhales and inhales. In that all the Brahmandas are created and annihilated. Yasyaika nishvasita kalamata avalambya. Jeevanti loma vilaja jagadandanataha. Vishnur mahansayika yasya kalavishesho. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. He says, so in one shwas, Mahavishnu is equal to the lifespan of the whole Brahmandas, which come out of his body and they go back into his body. You can imagine how, what is his slow time. How slow is his time? That means 3.11 trillion 40 billion years of our Brahma is only one exhalation and inhalation. Now you go beyond Mahavishnu also, into the Brahma, Brahma Jyotis, present, you are beyond Brahma into the Vaikuntha planets. How slow the time goes there? There is no effect of time there. And in this way, gradually you can go. Therefore, you go from the subtle matter, and as you go up, 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 when you go to the spiritual zone, then you have a reasoning why we say time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. It is not that in spiritual world there is no time. There is time, but time is under Krishna's control. And Krishna can expand time, can contract time. Krishna can expand space, contract space also. For example, morning Krishna goes for herding the cows and calves to the forest. In case he wants to play with his friends till late evening, he keeps on playing, playing, playing. Suddenly he knows that now Yashoda will be very anxious. I have not returned on time. As Krishna desires in his mind, I want to quickly return to Yashoda. The dham contracts, just like a lotus. Dham is like a lotus only, no? Like this, morning and Krishna goes. If he wants to go to far away in the forest, no? Dham expands like this. So he goes to far away places and then he sees different beauty. Vana, you know, Vanashobha and everything he sees, he plays. Evening, want to quickly come back, then the dham actually shrinks itself to accommodate the Lord's desire. No? So as soon as the dham shrinks like this, he finds, you know, for example, say from here, you know, I have to go for a program in Lonavala, for example. It's far away and I find there is heavy traffic. Imagine the Pune shrinks, you know, and Lonavala, you know, becomes like just the Ganesh Plaza from here. It becomes so near. So from here you can quickly go, correct, no? Very quickly you can go. But of course, our earth will not shrink according to our desire. But because Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the dham can shrink and make him see Yashoda very quickly, immediately. But in case you want to play for a long time while returning with the cows and calves and friends, so then he desires, then the dham expands in such a way that it appears like it takes longer to go. It doesn't go very quickly. Same with, not only space, with time also. Like you see when he was dancing with the gopis, that one night Krishna made into one Brahma's day. Because you know, when you go from earth to the Satyaloka or other planets and all higher and higher planets, gradually the time becomes slower and slower and slower. Whereas if Krishna wants, he can make it slow here itself. Or he can make it fast here itself. That because he is God, he can do such things. Because time is within his control. Time I am, he says. He can do such kind of things. So, therefore, when you read such pastimes, so I wanted to say about two things. One was about the time I spoke just now. One more thing we have to know also, even on the platform of matter, there are various dimensions, many dimensions. Like you hear about Varunadev, you know, one of the constables of Varunadev captured Nanda Baba and took him to Varuna Loka. But where he caught him, where he took him, if you see, it was in Yamuna. So that means from Yamuna, he caught Nanda Baba there, and underwater he went to another dimension, he took him. Where he could reach Varuna Loka. And Krishna exactly knew how to reach Varuna Loka, Krishna also knew. So as soon as Krishna went and gave darshan to Varuna Dev, Varuna immediately fell at Krishna's feet and offered obeisances and prayers. And Nanda Baba was very surprised, right? This fellow, such a great demigod, is offering obeisances to my son and offering such wonderful prayers. So Nanda Baba came back with great excitement and told all Vijayabhasis what he saw and everything. So that was another dimension. Similarly, when Arjuna was moving around, he went to take bath in one lake where he was caught from behind and zoomed like the taken below. That was Ulupi who drew him into water. And then later on Arjuna marries Ulupi. Correct? So she also took him to another dimension. Same way you will find when Bhima was put inside the water with a big stone tied to his body with cord, and he was unconscious due to the eating of poison. When he went down and touched the ground, all the snakes bit him. Correct? No? So that time the poison got cancelled. Snake's poison took away the poison in Bhima's body. When he got up, he saw so many snakes around me. He started hitting them very badly, and then they all went and reported to their leader. Who is that? Vasuki. And then immediately the Nagaloka people arrived there, and they saw that we have a relationship with this Bhima in our family line. There is a connection between this family and Kunti's family. There is a connection. So immediately they went and told, the leader came to know, he is our ally. He is not our enemy. Bring him. Bring him with royal welcome. So he was brought with royal welcome to the Nagaloka, where, you know, he was given one elixir. They would drink little elixir. He told, I can drink a lot. You know, they gave him several vessels of that elixir. After drinking that, because to digest you need to actually, you know, that was a very heavy one. After drinking that, he went to sleep for a long time. So 3 or 4 days he slept. Therefore, he couldn't come out immediately. 4 full days continuously he slept. When he got up, he got the strength of 10,000 elephants by drinking that elixir. And then when he came out, Kunti and Yudhishthira, they all became very happy. So that Nagaloka is also another plane. So now how can one existing on an earthly plane go to another plane? What is the method? There is one article by Sadaputta Prabhu in Back to Godhead, you will read it. He talks about this also. This is also subtle matter. It is nothing to do with directly spiritual. These are all subtle material phenomenon. Like we talk about the Bermuda Triangle, it is a material phenomenon. Where the time flows very rapidly in the triangle of Bermuda. Why the planes get crushed and they go into the Bermuda Triangle. That is right on the earth, on earth itself. Now nobody wants to go there now. People are fearful. They are still researching on it. There is a 1 hour video available on the YouTube on Bermuda Triangle, if you put, you'll get it. So that means even on earth, one is not able to give full explanation to the subtle truths existing on earth, which are not understandable by man. That's the point. On subtle material phenomenon. Now when you take this Saptadvipa, there are 7 dvipas that are being spoken on the Bhumandal. So this Bhumandal division is also material only. It is not a spiritual thing. But is only as Bhanu Maharaj explained when he came to Pune. We asked him many questions about that. So he told a very interesting thing. He said when a yogi goes to the dharana, dhyana, samadhi, that type of stage, in that samadhi stage, when he sees the super soul, at that time he is able to clearly see Lord Vishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu lying, and from his navel comes the lotus, and in the lotus Brahma is sitting. That is actually vision of a yogi in samadhi. When you come to the samadhi stage, in that stage you will see the Satyaloka as a lotus, and all the planetary systems, 14 planetary systems arranged around the stem of the lotus, and he will be able to see the Garbhadaksha Vishnu also. So in the samadhi stage, Lord Vishnu is able to see, and therefore Brahma also 100 celestial years he performed penance, and then he could see Lord Vishnu's form. After that, then he saw, from his navel only I am born, so I am his son only, and he is my father. Lord Hari is my father. He understood, he could see the truth fully, completely. So in samadhi, now people ask, where is the lotus? Here we are seeing in our telescopes, we can't see any lotus, we can't see any stem of the lotus. You know, where is Garbhadaksha Vishnu? Below also we don't see. So do you think you can capture him with your telescopes? Is it possible? So in the yogic performance, when one comes to samadhi, one is able to comprehend that. And then that is very advanced realization. Then next to that, the realization, similarly Maharaj was telling, in the same manner the Sapta Dvipam, with all the different type of, what do you call it, lakes and different type of salt water lake and this lake, that lake. You see, if you go to Badrinath, Kedarnath, there is one place you will find a very hot spring, smoky hot water. Any of you saw that? Yeah, you saw, correct, no? From the ground you get, you don't need any geyser, heat, you get smoky hot water, spring. You can just put a bucket there, catch it, and you may have to add some cold water to it. It's too hot, it is. Such hot water. Now, who is heating it and sending it outside? You can see that. Such a thing exists. Such a hot water exists. Then there is, right next to that, you will find another chill cold water, like a fridge. Right next to that, you will find. So, therefore, one has to, Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, when you want to get water in your tap, you have to raise the water with a motor, you know, to your syntax tank or something, and then you get water in your tap. So for raising water from ground level to upper level, you need motor. But without motor, you will find the water is lifted by the coconut tree, and so much water is stored. You have seen big coconuts have 4 or 5 glasses of water, and there are practically sometimes 3 dozen coconuts, and each of them with 3 to 4 glasses. Now how many glasses? Imagine if there are 36 coconuts with 4 glasses of water each. How much it comes to? Can you imagine? It's like one bucket. So buckets and buckets of water. Not only the water from the under table, water table, it is lifting the water. It is also rendering it sweet. They are sweet waters when you drink the coconut water. So how is it lifted without any motor? So you can use jargon like osmosis and all that, reverse osmosis. Now why don't you do osmosis and lift the tank water also, like that without a motor. So Prabhupada is speaking about it in one of the lectures. So you will find that there are gross observations man can make, and for which he may not be able to give explanations. When Einstein introduced his theory, there was a big uproar in the scientific field in the beginning, when he talked about it. So Einstein said 2 things. When you go in space, the time reduces. That means you don't age. As in case man is able to go to the moon or any other planets, and say he lives there for 5 years, and then he comes back to Earth. You know, here people on Earth would have become more aged, and he will be still younger. That is the point when you go. So now he also said, similarly, if you, the Gurutvakarshan or the gravitational pull, you know, so he said, those who live within this, so he gave a model example. Say, for example, say you have a flat paper, for example. Say you take a very big card, what do you call that, drawing sheet, big drawing sheet we have, no? Like you take a drawing sheet, okay. So, only it is stiff here, so you give me one single one. Now, imagine if you drop a, you know, metallic ball in this. When it goes in the center, it tends to become like this. And it becomes, you know, it will be like this on all the 4 sides. Now, we put one goalie. What do you call this? This one? Kancha? Marble. Marble, yeah. Small marble, round marble. If you put here, because it is like this, in this place, it will move slow. But as it comes closer to the thing, it will go like this. Correct, no? You understand that? You go. Similarly, he said, when you come into the Gurutvakarshan, the speed will increase. Naturally, because of the gravitation pull, you know. And the aging also increases. But when you are outside the gravitational pull, he also said, the movement is, and so 2 things. One is far away space as well as outside Gurutvakarshan. Both he said. Einstein said. So, therefore, when you talk about space and time, so you plot the space in x-axis, plot the time in y-axis. Say, like for example, a car is going in east, car is going in north, car can go in northeast also, correct, no? It can go. Of course, if there is a road which is going to north, there is a road going to east. But northeast, there is nothing. There is no road. But that is what Einstein talked about, which is, he said, don't call it space, don't call it time, he said space-time. He called it as a space-time curve, he said. That means the space starts curving as you go farther and farther. Therefore, he said it is, the Newton's thing doesn't work as you go in farther space. So one thing that I didn't talk about today more is about the light, the behavior of light, the speed of light. Another time we can talk about that. Einstein talked about that also. But what he said is, in the beginning of the class which I told you, that when you, generally, you know, like right now we are sitting in one place. So the space, for us the time is moving, but in space it is zero. Correct, no? In the space you all are sitting in your place. So space movement is zero and the time is moving. So in x-axis you will plot like this. The time up, 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 you will be going in time. Space will be zero, correct, no? Or for example, if you go at the speed of light, so the space is increasing, but the time is zero. Correct, no? When you go like this. So, therefore he said that if one goes at the speed of light to very farther, where the time movement is very slow, like what Kakkada Muni did by going to Brahmaloka. One more pastime in which we study about is Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahmaji went to his Satyaloka for how much time? One moment. When he came back, what was the time here? 1 year had passed. Same phenomena. So, Sadaputta Prabhu has studied about this. He has written many books also on this. So, therefore, all of us as preachers, it would be worthy for us to study the inconceivable phenomenons on the material platform. Like in my school days, I used to think, are a modern day man is so advanced. You know, he has made bombs and he has made, you know, scuds and missiles and all. But the Vedic man used to use only a bow and arrow. I used to think like that. Poor fellows, they were not so advanced, I used to think. But later on, when I heard proper lectures, I understood that they used bow and arrow, but when they would take a arrow, they would meditate on a mantra. So, when they would meditate on a particular mantra, that is exactly like writing a program in a microprocessor. Because that mantra which you utter decides the trajectory of your arrow. For example, if the arrow has to put a hole in every leaf of the tree, then you chant that mantra and then you send it. Then it goes and puts hole, 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 hole everywhere and then it comes back like that. Or if that has to produce agni, fire, then you chant another mantra and you send it. So while going it emanates fire or it produces water or it produces the mountain or it makes things vanish. So not only that, Brahmastra also, if two people are walking on the road, you can send Brahmastra to kill only one of them and the next person will be completely unharmed. Can you imagine? Whereas a modern man makes a dynamite bomb and goes boom in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, everybody dies. How gross it is. And how subtle weapons they had. But they were subtle weapons, but they were subtle material weapons. So now some people will say that, you say they had such weapons, now why don't you show them right now? If you can't show them now, we consider it all mythology, they will say. So therefore what we have to do, we should be able to, like Prabhupada says, mental existence transforms into a tangible form as soon as there is an opportunity. Prabhupada writes a sentence in the one of the purports in Bhagavatam. And then he gives the example, the ethereal existence of the electromagnetic waves that comes into your TV box, and then in TV you see the gross presentation of the drama or things like that. But when they are in ether, you can't see. But when they come into a TV box, you can see. In the same manner, the Atma surrounded by the Man, Buddhi, Ahankar is carrying Vayuha Gandha Nivashayat, he is saying. It is also ethereal existence. Right now there are so many Atmas all around here. They are all moving, carrying their desires like a Gandha. They are subtle. Gandha is also subtle. It comes through the wind. Like that, Atma carries the Sugandha Vasana, Durgandha Vasanas. And then as soon as there is a body, it enters into the body. Because body is a tool set. You know, a microprocessor program is turned into servomotors activity. Servomotors move, no? Linear, rotary and all that. That movement is made possible by the gross bodily senses. So therefore Prabhupada gave that example. You people are able to transform the ethereal existence into a phenomenon in a TV. In the same manner, why can't you see that the soul while moving from one body to another is carrying the vasanas in his own subtle body, and then when it enters into another body, you know, then he is able to activate those desires. Like that Prabhupada explained. So that is a very beautiful analogy, comparison. Which means science also is now recognizing there are a lot of things subtle existing. Not only subtle. Why the yoga pranayama, all these things have become very valuable now. People have begun to understand that there are very, very subtle material things, and like the mind and the id and ego, they are studying. Therefore, they know that, you know, waking up in the Brahma Muhurtam, how is it beneficial? There are so many videos put up in the YouTube, you will find, by so many people. So now, scientists are also studying. Some of the organizations have studied putting many, what do you call it, different probes in the body and studying the state of mind of a person who is in meditation. How he gets relaxed alertness, called delta stage, they call it. There is a beta stage, there is a gamma stage, there is a delta stage. Delta stage is 8 to 13 cycles per second of the brainwave frequency. So that much science has progressed. So in one sense, science and spirituality are converging at one point when they are researching and understanding many of the things told in the Shastras are true. So those evidences we should preserve with us, keep with us and show to the people. Because whatever is seeable, observable, grossly or subtly by the people, that will also give them faith in more subtle spiritual phenomenon which we can't access. So therefore it is very helpful for us to have, fortunately in the current times, the last 2 decades, the kind of knowledge explosion that happened, you know, wouldn't happen in 1,000 years. It happened in a very short time. Therefore, and some of those knowledge explosion items also have researched on things related to spirituality. And it is confirming spirituality. That becomes a big plus point for our preaching also. So here, how Priyavrata Maharaj used the rims of his chariot wheel to divide the Bhumandala. First of all, Bhumandala axis itself is not there with our current range of senses. Even the Meru Parvat, what you know of, the Meru Parvat, what we see here, is only a small part of the original Meru Parvat. Meru Parvat is far higher. It is not accessible to us. What we see, what man knows is only a small part. There are also many regions, higher regions in the Meru Parvat where denizens of heaven live. Nobody has ever gone there, to those places. Only Pandavas, when they ascend higher, they go. So in this way, there are many, like Bermuda Triangle is one example we told. There are many regions, even on the surface of the globe, man does not know. There are even many species man has not yet estimated, which are within the 8.4 million species. For example, Takshaka is a snake bird. Go and ask any scientist, have you made a hybrid between a snake and a bird? They tried, till now they have not been able to. They have made a hybrid between a donkey and a tiger. As well as, that's called Kadaipulli, they call it. It's like a donkey and a tiger. And also donkey and a horse, called mule. So, if people tell you that modern man has made hybrid, what you have made newly? Shastras talk about Takshaka, which you have not yet made. You can tell them. Which means, science has not yet advanced to the level of making a snake bird. If snake bird is made, then snakes will come flying here, from the window of your house. Shh, like Takshaka. You will have wings also to come. It will be more dangerous, isn't it? So, therefore we should know, Shastras have many things which are known to man, which are not yet known to man also. So when I read the 5th canto, that is, this is a consciousness in which I read that there are things accessible to my eyes and there are things which are not accessible. So whatever is achintya, natamstar kena yojiyet, and prakritibhya param yacha, tad adi achintyasya lakshanam. So the beauty of this 5th canto is, after talking about all the varshas, it says, in all the varshas, worship of the Supreme Lord is going on. That's the most important conclusion. Don't think that people are in Maya like we are in Maya. Everywhere there is, you know, Krishna consciousness going on. That is the end conclusion. Gantarashimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.